This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, nationwide and worldwide, on this first weekend of the dog days of August. Ooh, it's going to be a warm one this month, I guarantee you. On our show this second hour, our first guest is Katie Tour and Jacob Soboroff from MSNBC. They have a new show with a different kind of format for MSNBC called American Swamp. Then later on in the hour, beautiful model, actress, host Jenny McCarthy will be joining us. Speaking about beauty, from the Dallas Cowboys, their cheerleaders. One is the director of the Dallas Cowboys and a former cheerleader, and the other guest is actually a cheerleader right now. We're talking about Kelly Finglass and Maddie Messengill. And then, believe it or not, we're going to finish up talking about a sandwich treat of summertime with Chef Byron Talbot. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Welcome back. We're live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Well, there's a new show Sunday on MSNBC at 9 o'clock. It's a show that I think is going to have a lot of legs to it. It's called American Swamp, and it's hosted by our next two guests, Katie Tura and Jacob Soboroff. Jacob, Katie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Now, before we start talking about this show, okay, you guys grew up together in a neighborhood in Los Angeles, went to rival schools, and been friends for over 20 years. What are the chances that your careers cross at the same network? I mean, that is pretty cool.
Let's just say I don't think Katie was happy to see me show up when walked in the door at NBC.
That is not true. There was a point during the 2016 election, we were sitting on a purple pleather couch in a shutdown club
in Vegas,
on the roof in Las Vegas, about to go on television to talk to Brian Williams and Rachel Maddow, and Jacob and I looked at each other and we said, how in the world did this happen? How are we both sitting here and talking about the 2016 election where Donald Trump is the front runner and being on set with two legends like Brian Williams and Rachel Maddow? I think we are just as surprised as anybody else.
And I really do think, I mean, it is a real blessing to be here, and it's an even greater blessing to be able to work with one of your longest time friends.
Sure.
And I think that's what will come across in this show, I hope. It's a show about really serious things, but it's a show that was really, really fun for us to do, and it's so different from what you might have ever seen on MSNBC, because it really is us out in the field, in the world, not just being reporters, but being friends looking into some of the most important important issues of the day.
But you didn't go to the prom together, did you guys?
We did not.
Are you kidding?
Okay.
If I would ask Katie to the prom, we would not be friends today.
Okay.
My prom date made out with a sophomore.
Okay.
Oh, really?
It was very sad. I cried.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Oh, geez. Oh, man. I mean, this is more of a soap opera than a docuseries now.
I recovered this
You know, Katie, I had the same problem, so I have empathy for what you're talking about. This has a format that's pretty different. You're not behind the desk. As you mentioned, Jacob, you're out in the field. And what you do is you go across the country, look at areas of political dysfunction. That should not be a very hard thing to accomplish in today's society. And you report on grassroots stuff, both Democrats and Republicans, right?
Yeah, this is not partisan. The swamp, even though Donald Trump weaponized it in 2016 to his advantage, the swamp is not Republican or Democrat. The swamp is Washington. And the majority of voters in this country are not happy with the way Washington works. The majority of them, in fact, don't believe or don't trust them to do the right thing. It's wild. So we wanted to find out why they believe that and whether it's warranted.
Glad you said it's nonpartisan, because I think that's where the credibility steps in. So many times, networks, talk show hosts, newspapers lean one way or the other, and the general public's pretty sharp to that. So a nonpartisan show is really what is needed out there, I think, right now.
You guys know in particular, you're in one of the swingiest parts or one of the swingiest states in the whole union, and so often what affects people's daily lives is so foreign from the way that politicians in Washington, D.C., in both parties, talk about it. It's why Donald Trump's message resonated when he said he wanted to drain the swamp. But we wanted to take it a little bit deeper and see, not only is Donald Trump doing what he promised in draining the swamp, this show is really not about Donald Trump. It's a show about how money in politics affects our day-to-day lives, about how nobody votes in this country and why they don't vote. It's about why infrastructure cannot get done, which is a bipartisan issue, and both Democrats and Republicans tell us candidly that that's the case.
But when you talk about not getting anything done, and the comments made past week with the Mueller investigation, and I don't want to get into that too much because I want to talk about your show, but when you see both parties working in an area that really and truly doesn't get things done, I mean, we should be talking about infrastructure, education, border problems, which I know, Jacob, is a specialty of yours. I think that's where some of the problems are. Do you find when you're talking to people that they're saying, come on, let's get to work on this deal?
Yeah, look, what I found in covering the border and seeing those separated children with my own eyes down there, one of the worst things I've ever seen, and I'll never forget it, you know, my entire life, is that until you really explain to the American people what's going on, show them the images of what is really behind all this arguing in Washington, D.C., nobody really knows what to do about it. And about a year ago, when we were down there at the southern border and showed the conditions those kids were in, it took 7 days from the time we started broadcasting to the president signing the executive order to stop separating parents from their children. And, you know, I don't know that our show will have as profound of an impact on a big policy issue, but we certainly hope so. Katie always says, you cannot fix something that you don't know how it doesn't work or why it's broken. And so we're trying to explain to people, this is why all these systems in our political universe are broken, and then here is how to start fixing them.
To understand it in order to fix it. You've got to know how to build a watch to fix the watch.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think one of the problems that we have in this country is the fact that so many people, and I'm not talking about the active people, I'm talking about the passive people, don't know history. They just don't know it. And as a result of not knowing what happened yesterday, there's no way you can fix today or tomorrow, and hopefully this will bring light to it. For example, one of the things you're going to be talking about on one of the episodes is how big corporations and lobbyists influence not only national politics, but local politics. That's a major problem.
So we discussed this, and we talk about super PACs and 501c4s and dark money, and they are topics and terms that you've heard about, but they're hard to understand, and they're hard to understand on purpose, because if you don't understand it, if it confuses you, you throw up your hands and you don't worry about it.
Right.
So we get in and we explain it, we bring it to real-life scenarios, and at the end of the episode, we show you that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Jacob goes to Arizona, talks about how this is, Arizona is the sunniest state in the union, and yet a dismal number of people, a minuscule number of people are using solar power, even though they could heat and run and cool their entire home just on solar panels on their roofs, and even put electricity back into the grid and get a rebate check. Why don't they have that across Arizona? Well, because dark money and special interest groups lobbied really hard and spent a ton of money to stop that from happening. So they're preventing people from saving losing money and in some cases earning money back. That's insane. And then he goes to Montana as well.
That's
and
right.
Talks to the senators in Montana, the state senators in Montana, the governor of Montana, Governor Bullock, and they talk about how they, in that state, were able to eradicate dark money. They basically banned dark money in that state. If they can do it in Montana, then other states can do it as well.
Katie, I noticed the fact that you had received the Walter Cronkite Award for excellent in television political journalism. Walter Cronkite, of course, one of the most believable guy out there. How difficult is it, Jacob and Katie, go into these areas, talk to these people when they're worried about how the story is going to be interpreted, like they explain it to you, as a result of the concern that people have with the news media right now? How much of a disadvantage is that to you when you have to report it?
Well, I will say Jacob won the same award this year.
Jacob.
I think she put in a good word for me.
So. It pays to have high school buddies.
What we do is you have to take that criticism and then explain to a person what you are trying to do. And hopefully they understand. And hopefully you can build a rapport. I think a lot of the distrust and the anger towards the media is because we're kind of, even though we're on television every day, we're a bit faceless. We're not personal. We don't know the people. We don't come and shake their hands. We're not able to all the time. So once you start to understand who a journalist is and what they're actually trying to do, then I think you can build that trust back. We didn't encounter too much of it while we were on the road doing this show, which was really comforting. But I certainly found a ton of it in the 2016 election when I was at Trump rallies every day. And even though there were, you know, call and responses, screw the media, CNN sucks, or tell the truth back to us all the time, I was still able to find people in the crowd and try to have a conversation with them in an honest way. Not all of them wanted to have it, and some of them, frankly, didn't have any desire to hear from me. But you don't need everybody. You just need to start to build inroads with individuals.
I mean, it's part of the reason that we're doing this show is that the reality is there is a distrust of the media, and you never really get to see journalists going through their process in the way that we're trying to show the American public in this show, Americans
Want. Right.
We're doing an hour deep dive on issues that aren't talked about every day in the media, so hopefully people understand how we get to the conclusions that we get to in these episodes, and it isn't as easy for a politician to do a tweet that says this is fake news or don't trust this or that journalist. We want people to understand that we're taking a lot of time, a lot of effort, and really going deep on these issues to dispel some of the myths or the notions that what you see on television isn't really how it is in real life.
Jacob, I want to pass along to your father. Thank you for his dedication to the police work. The first responder, tell him I said I congratulate him on that occupation.
I will, and I'm sure he's grateful as well for your service. Thank you.
It's going to be Sunday, 9 o'clock Eastern Time on MSNBC, and every Sunday the four-part series is called American Swamp. It's hosted by our guests, Katie Tour and Jacob Soboroff. Jacob, Katie, thank you so much. Let's talk a little bit later on when the show gets up and running and see how things are going, okay? We'd love to have you back.
Count us in.
Okay, thanks very much. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back with Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. A few years back, there was a show on NBC called Love in the Wild, hosted by our next guest. And the show is coming back. We'll let you know a little bit later on this month when and at what time. But next guest has been on our show in the past. We're going to test her knowledge of whether or not she remembers something, though. Joining us right now from a new show, Love in the Wild, the beautiful Jenny McCarthy. Hi, Jenny. How you doing, dear?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. But before we get into it, I'm going to test your memory, okay?
Uh-oh.
Do you remember a long time ago visiting our studio at Universal? You were with like four or five other girls.
Oh, my gosh.
You had on this. In fact, we have the picture in the office, and I'm looking at it right now. You had on kind of a blue and white checkered sundress. You kind of looked like you were like a Catholic child student.
Wow. I do not remember that particular interview.
Really? There were about five or six of you.
Darn it. You know, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
And probably 75,000 interviews later.
Yeah.
But judging from your voice, I'm glad to be talking to you again because you sound like a great guy.
Well, thank you very much. That's nice of you to say. Now, you're going to take these couples and you're going to bring them out into the wild. And they've all tried it before. They've all tried speed dating, blind dating, internet dating. But now, out in the wild, they're going to find love. Is this how it goes?
It's exactly how it goes. We take seven guys and seven girls, and we initially have them choose each other based off looks. And within the first 15 minutes after they choose, we throw them into horrific, crazy adventures, more like Survivor meets Fear Factor. And by doing so, you really kind of quickly get to see who that person really is, whether the guys turn into heroes or they turn into victims. And a lot of the girls would, you know, man up and do great. A lot of them turn into princesses. So you really got to see right off the bat who these people were because of those adventures. And at the end of every episode, we have a couple's choice ceremony. And in that couple's choice ceremony, they get to either stay with the person they chose initially off looks, or they can switch them out for somebody else, which, of course, then creates the drama.
Oh, of course.
That happens.
Now, what happens if the girl wants to trade out, the guy doesn't, or vice versa? There's the drama.
That's where it happens. I mean, a lot of the times in this episode, you will see a guy say, oh, I'm making a connection and I really want to stay. And I go, okay. And then I go to his partner and I say to her, would you like to stay with your man who wants to stay with you, or do you want to switch him out? And you would hear, I want to switch him out. So that's where I think why the format works so well, because you never know what is going to happen week to week. and who falls in love and who falls out of love.
Out of love.
Quickly.
Now, see, I've got this idea. Rather than being in this paradise and jumping off cliffs and doing all these things that are dangerous, exploits in the jungles, the beaches, the caves, what they should do is really put them in a true environment of life as a couple. Have them go out and do the laundry, do the taxes, go grocery shopping, you know, fix the car, make a mortgage payment. That's tougher than being in the jungle.
That's actually very funny. But, and true. I mean, wouldn't that be, that's actually, you probably just came up with a new show.
I want you to host it.
Love in the Laundry Room.
Love in the Laundry Room. Wait a minute, there's a movie like that out already, but that's another deal, right? When you're in this paradise, I mean, everybody thinks it's going to be like wine and roses, but as I mentioned earlier, you're jumping off. One of them was a 40-foot cliff. I mean, that's love. I guess it's got to be love because you wouldn't do it for not love.
You know, that's what makes the show so unique is no one goes on dates like this, I'll tell you.
No.
You know, there was one where they had to be lowered into a well, the girls, to dig through snakes to get a seashell in order to finish and win. But I mean, it was really mind-blowing to me because a lot of times I was like, oh, my God, a Navy SEAL wouldn't do half of these things.
Right, right.
But I realize now the Avengers really, not only are they shock TV and fun to watch, but they do hold a very strong purpose in our show, which mimics the paying bills, if you will. It mimics hard things. You know, whenever you're in a difficult situation, you tend to take it out on the person that you are with romantically.
Right.
So you do see that happen on the show versus the show that's only about, you know, turning the person on in a mansion.
See, I wouldn't be good at this because the most, I guess, exploiting thing that I ever did when I was dating was take a date to a 3D movie. So jumping off a 40-foot cliff would be way out of my realm of reality. You know? I would be one of those guys that turned into a wuss in about 3 seconds. Now, at the end of each episode, the winning couple get to share a beautiful, lavish, 5-star estate, Oasis, and then the ones that didn't really do well, they end up in cabins or tents or lean-tos. I mean, they really get the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, we wanted them to want to win the competition. So the first place does get to stay in a ridiculous mansion. You know, one of those ones you see in those catalogs that you say, I'll never stay in, ever be able to. I mean, they're just gorgeous. And the rest stay in their usual cabins, but the last place losers, do have to stay in a lean-to, which to me is horrific because it's in the jungle. The girls wake up with 70 mosquito bites on their face because they're sleeping outside.
Very romantic.
And it's raining, but like I said, you know, you tear away those false eyelashes. And that guy gets to see, you know, who he's really dealing with.
Yeah, that'll change your mind real quick. You did this in the Dominican Republic?
We did it. Here was Dominican Republic.
But, Jenny, this had to be tough for you, too, being out in the wild.
Let me tell you, it was for me. Because I still had to, you know, they get to be wearing adventure gear. I was still in heels, you know, with having to have my hair look fluffy while it's raining and I'm being eaten by mosquitoes. So I was, you know, my own self was being tested and how well I can hold it together, but at least I wasn't trying to fall in love there.
There you go.
I was just trying to host a great show.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Well, you look great. Now, a quick question here. After the show's over, can some of these singles who didn't really connect in this great society of Dominican Republic and this great environment of paradise, can they reconnect? Can they say, hey, call up like on a Tuesday night and say, look, we didn't really make it in the jungle, but how about in the streets of Cincinnati?
You know, I think so, because of Twitter, I think, you know, people are going to be, you know, hitting up only the contestants that don't find love in the wild. Mind you, you date someone you just meet on Twitter. I don't know how else they would, you know, connect with them, but, you know, never say never. But it has worked before.
Next year it's going to be Love in the Laundry, but this year it's Love in the Wild with its host, a delightful lady, and glad that she's with us, Jenny McCarthy. Thank you for being with us, and hopefully the next time you're on the show, you'll remember the last time you were on the show.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. We're a delight.
Okay, thanks, Jenny. You are too, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye. Jenny McCarthy's been our guest.
Okay, hon.
Okay, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And as we mentioned earlier, Love in the Wild is coming back after about a 6-year hiatus this fall. We'll let you know the time, the day that it will premiere. And there's more to come. Live nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in El Paso, Texas, say they think a deadly mass shooting at a shopping complex was carried out by a single gunman. He's identified as Patrick Crucius, who's in custody. At least 19 people were killed. Police Sergeant Robert Gomez says the shopping center was jammed with back-to-school shoppers.
The estimates of the shoppers at Walmart were between 1 and 3,000 with 100 employees present. It is back-to-school, and the Walmart was at capacity when the shootings occurred.
Democratic presidential contender Beto O'Rourke used to represent El Paso in Congress.
A lot of injury, a lot of suffering in El Paso right now. I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
President Trump has been briefed on the shooting and promises federal help. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Right, and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. It's not very often, and I don't want to slight my guest that we've had over the past 20 years, but it's not very often that we have so much beauty in one spot, okay? And I'm not talking about me by no means, but we're talking about our next two guests. And CMT's probably most popular and largest running series, and in season 14 of a show called Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders, Making of the Team, is returning this Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time on CMT. Joining us right now is the director of the Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders and one of the cheerleaders themselves. We have Kelly Finglass and Maddie Massengill. Maddie, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Ron.
Now, Kelly, I have to start with you because you are really the backbone of this organization. I mean, you used to be one of the cheerleaders, and now you're the director. You are in charge of so many things. You know, when I was researching how you got into this, I noticed that you have a bachelor's degree in marketing. I thought to myself, as I do, how do you use it in cheerleading? After I read all the things that you do for the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, I understand that you are the wheels that make the whole organization move.
Well, thank you. I'll take that. When I started college, I was a dance major, and then I transferred colleges, and when I transferred is when I got interested in marketing, and then that just, a light bulb went off, and I enjoyed marketing and pursued that. But my mind kind of works with vision, bold vision ideas and big impact ideas, so that's just kind of how I'm wired.
I might add, too, that Kelly was the only Dallas Cowboy that did not have to re-audition for the job. That has never been done before with that organization. How did it all start?
Well, the Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders actually started in 1961. Our football team started in 1960. And then in 61, the Cowboys reached out to local area high school teams and picked all stars. They picked guys and girls that were high school cheerleaders, and they cheered on the sidelines for the Cowboys until 72. And it was in 1972 when we held our first audition that is similar to what people are seeing on CMT now, and we auditioned 18 years and older professional dancers with our new uniform that people see today, and it kind of just transformed a whole new style of dance and performer on a football field.
You know, I remember back in the late 60s, early 70s, when the uniforms came out and the cheerleaders got, exceedingly high recognition. There were these prudes out there that said, oh, my goodness gracious, why are they wearing those outfits? Let me tell you something. That was a stroke of genius, whoever came up with that idea.
Tex Schramm was the general manager at the time, and he, we had a designer. He reached out to a designer, and they decided to sketch a new uniform, and that designer is a gal named Paula Van Wagner, and she sketched a uniform that was, her marching orders were to make it Texas looking and feminine and sexy, and she drew up what is our uniform now, and we had that original sketch. We just put it in the Smithsonian's Museum of American History along with our uniform last March. So, yes, it was an incredible idea at the perfect time. And it was kind of on trend in fashion, too, in the 70s. The hip huggers, sure, the belt, go-go boots. It was, you know, very on point for fashion.
Well, don't change it in the 21st century, okay? Because you got a winning commodity right there. Now, Maddie, you've been with the cheerleaders, what, 3 years now?
Yes, sir.
Now, how did you get interested? Obviously, there's certain regulations that I'm sure that you have to undertake. And you know, a lot of times, like in beauty contests, you know, young girls want to aspire to that. Was it difficult to enter into the occupation? Was it a tough process just getting yourself ready and doing what they wanted you to do?
Yes, it was definitely a tough process to get through. The thing that got me most interested, I actually was raised a Cowboys fan. My dad is originally from Lubbock, so I grew up in Utah. And we would watch Cowboys games every Sunday together. And the cheerleaders were always on TV. And every time they would come up, he would say, Maddie, I really think you should go audition. And it was kind of always in the back of my mind. And I grew up watching DCC Making the Team. And so it was always something I was interested in. But I never really thought I could do that. And one day my mom booked my flight to Dallas and said, we're headed to Dallas in May. And I said, why would we go to Dallas in May? Football season's way over. And she said, you're going to train out to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. So my mom kind of pushed the idea my dad had been planting in my head for years. And I came to the audition thinking it would be a great experience. And it was a great experience, but it ended up being way more than I ever expected.
Wow, that's sensational. It really is. I think that's so good. You know, I'm a big supporter of beauty contests, and I've emceed so many of them, junior Miss pageants and so on and so forth. And I think that, you know, a lot of people say exploitation. This is great talent and great groundwork for future things. And Kelly, you're a good example of that. I mean, you actually turned this organization, the Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders, which was for a while a financial burden to the team, into a profit center. That's sensational. How'd you do that?
I kind of looked at what I thought the cheerleaders were just organically great at and started programs that we could monetize and maintain the integrity of the program. So, for example, they're all great dance teachers, and we started Camp DCC, dance camp for children. The girls are always taking pictures with people and asked to make appearances. So we started making commercial appearances and corporate and commercial performances. The competition industry in cheerleading and dance is a massive industry. So we began and branded our own dance and cheer competition. So that's a few examples of, I kind of just paid attention to what I thought the cheerleaders were a very natural extension of our brand that we could monetize, and that's how we started.
Now, you have 13 one-hour episodes, as we mentioned, premiering this Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time on CMT. Now, take us through what goes on in season number 14, if you can. What are appetite for this?
Well, there's, 13 episodes, and viewers will get to see every part of the audition process. I mean, from standing in line to walking through the doors the first time to the four rounds at auditions, the preliminary semifinal, the panel interview, and the finals. And then they'll see 10 weeks of training camp at our studio, our dance studio in Frisco. They'll see guest choreographers and seminars, how we train and teach the ladies. They'll see some of the struggles and the high stakes of making the team and the high pressures of making the team. And then you'll also see the bonds that start forming amongst the girls as teammates. Then you'll see some of the heartbreak when we have to release some from training camp and make our roster of 36.
That's what I was going to ask you. There's 36 girls on the roster. Is there an age parameter to it?
There's not an age parameter. This year our age is at audition. Our youngest was 18 and mature age was 50.
50? Did they make it?
Well, you have to turn in to CMT Friday,
Maddie,
9 8 Central to find out.
Maddie, you're not the 50, are you?
I'm not. I am just 22.
50. Holy man, I can't believe that. I don't want to get into a politically correct situation, but there is no chance, I hope there's no chance, Kelly, of opening up the men to, I mean, can we just keep this a girls situation? I mean, you never know. Look what they did with the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. This will never have, like, guys in there, will it?
I think we have the winning formula for a great performance group and great ambassadors for the Cowboys. We do. Dallas Cowboys do have a co-ed hip-hop dance team called Rhythm and Blue,
right,
and they'll be entering their 11th season with the Cowboys, and they're great entertainers as well.
Okay, but let's leave the cheerleaders alone. They're good just as they are, and they're perfect, as we would say, okay? Perfect. Well, we're going to be...
I'll agree with you. I'll agree over the radio with a handshake for that.
Unbelievable. Terrific. Like I say, this is a great concept. Okay, and it's on CMT. It's season number 14. Begins this Friday at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, for 13 episodes, a one-hour piece. And it is called Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders Making the Team. Our guests have been the director of the Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders, Kelly Finglass, and a former cheerleader herself, and one of the cheerleaders right now, Maddie Messengill. I want to tell you, both of you ladies are beautiful, and thank you for being on the show today. And let's talk again soon, okay?
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for having us, Ron.
Okay, bye-bye. Boy, I tell you, they are talented and equally beautiful. There's no doubt about it. The Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Oh, man. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
World, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, summertime is here. We're in the midst of summertime. A lot of vacations, a lot of picnics, a lot of traveling in the car with snacks and good sandwiches. And we're going to talk about good sandwiches, believe it or not, because, let's face it, this is the time to really embrace that kind of a lunchtime or even a dinnertime meal. Joining us right now, though, is a gentleman who knows his stuff. There is no question about it. He is a New Mexico-born chef, food stylist, photographer, culinary influencer, and he's got his own YouTube channel. We're going to be talking to our guest, Chef Byron Talbot. Hi, Byron. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good.
good. How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing good. So let's talk about sandwiches. But before we do that, I think that there's a unique term here that I've never heard before, and that is the sandwich index. What does that mean?
Yeah, so the sandwich index is a collection of recipes that are inspired by different regions throughout the U.S. They represent them very well, I feel, and they're all using Hillshire Farm quality lunch meat. I really enjoyed working with this product. It's fantastic. It really represents itself very well. No preservatives, no nitrates, and no artificial flavor. And that's a really big deal for a chef like myself.
Now, when you talk about food that is applicable to different areas of the country, I have a list here that was sent over to me that I found kind of interesting. Like the Northeast and the East is Portland Italian grinder. Mm-hmm. Southeast is spicy Cubano.
Yeah.
South is Creole Madame. Southwest, Hatch Chill Chicken Avocado Wrap. Midwest, BLTT. I don't know where the extra T came from there. What is that for?
That's turkey.
Okay.
So normally you get the bacon, lettuce, tomato, and I added the turkey, and my last name has two T's, so I think I kind of slipped that in there.
Just a little Freudian slip there. And Northwest West is a California French dip. So in different parts of the country, different sandwiches really are more famous or more acceptable or more evident in that area?
Yeah, like I said, I feel like these really represent those areas as best as I could. I feel, you know, that Portland Italian grinder is something I was, you know, I did a lot of research on all of these sandwiches. And, yeah, the grinder is great. You know, normally you call it like a sub sandwich out here in the West. Out in the East, it's a grinder, which is something I learned. And like the Croque Madame, it's very French. So if you were to look at the map of the U.S., you know, you'd probably go towards Louisiana, a little bit more Creole type cooking. And yeah, they're good representatives of the regions throughout the U.S.
What makes a good sandwich?
Love and quality ingredients. I really want to speak to the you know, what Hillshire Farm is doing with their lunch meats is fantastic. Really good textures. You have the ultra thin sliced products. You have the premium carved products, which are just fantastic to work with and to eat.
Now you have sandwich index, then you have the sandwich recipe cards with images. You know, I was looking at my wife today, she was going through a little box where my mother had all these recipes that she had on little index cards.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, boy, you know, they should have a picture to see what this thing looks like when it's over. And you're talking about now sandwich recipes, a word version, and an image version.
Yeah, I'm a photographer. I enjoy taking pictures of the creations that I make. Hillshire Farm was very, you know, collaborative on this project in making sure that everything kind of fit where it's supposed to be. What index card, the recipe, making sure it has a good breakdown, maybe some tips and tricks on how to make it easier. And there's a really nice selection of sandwiches that maybe go through different skill sets that you might have. So I feel like it's a really good spread.
I have a list here of some of the summer sandwiches that have some tips to them. I found two very interesting. One is easy condiment substitutions if you're running low on ingredients, like a substitute for mustard or ketchup, something like that?
Yeah, so you can definitely kind of customize it how you like. Today I'm preparing the Hatch Chili Avocado Turkey Wrap, which you can really customize to your liking. It uses a premium carved slow-roasted turkey breast from Hillshire Farm, which is, like I said, the texture is great. It's almost like a, you know, freshly roasted turkey straight out of the oven. You can use it for salads, sandwiches, wraps. And here I have like a spread of mayo, some pepper jack cheese, a little avocado, cilantro, because chefs love to use herbs, the Hatch chili, the roasted Hatch chilies, and spinach, which I also love using raw. And you just kind of, you layer it as evenly as you can, wrap it up, enjoy it with the kids, family, wife, husband, you know, and it's just a great wrap.
Byron, is there any truth to the old adage that when you peel onions, red onions, you cry? You get them up with the tears?
Yeah, the big thing with that is ventilation, which I had to learn in professional kitchens. So if you're in a corner, if you're working in a corner, then you're probably going to cry no matter how experienced you are. Sharp knife is great because if it's dull, it's kind of like, you know, spattering everywhere. So you kind of have to keep both of those in mind. But ventilation is massive.
Well, that's good. That's good. And also, a lot in the news about lettuce and so on and so forth. You really got to wash it good, do you not?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I have a garden, so when you grow things for yourself, you realize how many bugs and dirt get into it, and when you pull it, you kind of have to figure those things out. So washing your veggies is paramount, especially if you don't know exactly where it's coming from.
So anyways, if you buy it at a grocery store, you can't depend on them cleaning it the way you would want to clean it.
No, they do a really good job. They kind of evolved and gotten better and better at it, but yeah, you should always wash it just for your own safety and kind of peace of mind.
Tell us about this YouTube channel you have, Byron.
Yeah, so I started this several years back. It's a big passion of mine. I get to create recipes on my own. I get feedback from my audience and the culinary community that follows me, and it's kind of a give and take with my community, and I just really enjoy making content, sharing my recipes with them, and teaching the things that I learned in professional kitchens.
How can we tune it in, my friend?
It's youtube.com/Byron Talbot. And if you want any info on these recipes, go to hillshirefarm.com/sandwich index, and they'll have all the recipes for you there.
Somebody told me on my staff that you can make a good sandwich, the difference between a bad and a good sandwich in 2 minutes or less. How the heck do you do that?
Honestly, to me, it's all about layering, trying to make it as simple as you can, depending on your schedule, and having quality lunch meat, which Hillshire Farm has a fantastic selection. So you really just layering, make sure everything's even, making sure there's some sort of coating, whether it's mustard or mayo on the bottom or top, maybe toasting it to kind of accommodate the ingredients inside. To me, it's layering, because I hate a lopsided sandwich. It's so hard to eat that.
Do you do the cooking at home or your wife?
I do the majority. I think my family enjoys my cooking, so I kind of take that as a compliment and run with it. But my wife's a great cook. She likes to make, roasts and crock pot recipes, and it's we have fun with it.
And you're a good diplomat, too, I might add.
Thank you.
Well, look, this has been really interesting. It really has. It's hard to believe that there's so much that goes into a sandwich, but apparently there is, and the sandwich index was something that I had never heard of before, so that's pretty cool. Hey, Byron, anytime you want to come back, let us know about maybe some fall or winter ideas. Come on back. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely, Ron. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Our guest has been Chef Byron Talbot, and he is, of course, the man who knows all there is to know, along with being a chef and a photographer, about sandwiches. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
$100 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Well, that's going to put a wrapper on things on this first weekend of August. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Glenn Stearns from Undercover Billionaire, Engelbert Humperdinck, Harris Cattleman, former CEO of 20th Century Fox and president of MGM, Gene Simmons from KISS. Also want to thank Katie Tour and Jacob Soboroff from American Swamp, a new show on MSNBC, actress and model Jenny McCarthy from the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, Kelly Finglass and Maddie Messengill, and Chef Byron Talbot. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we'll do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.